Hello there. Welcome to the Visionary Practice Solutions podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah, and I am here to talk all things private practice, helping you to build your vision of the private practice of your dreams. Well, hello again. I wanted to get very real with this podcast today and talk about overwhelm and how this can affect us in not just private practice, but just in business in general and moving forward in our lives and developing a practice that really is what we both need and want it to be for ourselves and for our patients. And the reason I'm bringing this up is I've been hearing a lot about overwhelm lately. Business can be overwhelming, we know that. And that's part of the fear I think a lot of people have when getting into private practice is, hey, I didn't learn any of the business stuff. I learned how to take care of patients. I learned how to do medicine. I learned how to do surgery. Nobody taught us the business end of things. So anytime we are going into a field or an expertise that we know nothing about, it's terrifying. We all remember being at the beginning of med school and feeling like you were putting your mouth on a fire hose of information and somebody just turned it on full blast and let it go. It was overwhelming. There was anxiety. There was a lot that went into that. And so if you think about the fact that you made it through that as a physician, I think it's important to remind ourselves that we can make it through that. Running a business is no different. It's just we don't know what we don't know, right? So overwhelm is something that a lot of us deal with. And I just want to talk a little bit today about some of my own strategies to get through it. Let's start with where overwhelm really comes from. It's coming from deep within. It's part of a scarcity mindset. We have that little tiny voice in the back of our head that says, well, you can't do this. What makes you think that you can run a practice? What makes you think you know anything about business? And it puts us into a state of fear and panic, and it really starts to initiate avoidance behavior. Let's paint a picture of what this could look like. Your list is incredibly long. I mean, pages long mentally. You know you've got one or two things at least that need urgent attention, but you don't have a plan to tackle your list. And all of the items feel like they have the exact same finish by date and time, so they're all equally as important. You start to feel that there's not enough time and you're never going to get it all done. And oh my God. And then the next thing you know, you catch yourself redesigning your logo because you've somehow convinced yourself that that was the most important thing. Or you catch yourself researching, right? Analysis paralysis. You're researching further into some minutia. Ooh, should I get a lab coat to wear in office to make me look more official? What's the best kind of lab coat? Hey, what size do I actually wear? How do they size lab coats? These are all things that we've done. You get focused on these little tiny minutia items because literally your brain cannot handle the to-do list. And it's okay. Our brains have a tendency to want to focus on one small task when it feels like there are too many going on at a time. So it convinces you that this one little task is like the most important thing to do. If you can catch yourself, I want you to stop, take a deep breath, and I want you to try something for me. I want you to just close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Tell yourself, yes, I have a lot to do, but it's time to come up with a plan. Then you're going to get out a piece of paper and you're going to write down all of the things that you feel you need your attention on right now. If you can, try to put a time required for each of those things, like how much time it's going to take to get this thing done. And then we're going to sit down and we're going to organize this. Get a new piece of paper and write down into columns today, tomorrow, next week, 2 weeks, and 1 month. And now we're going to go back through and we're going to organize this list. Each item on your list, I ask myself, if it waited until tomorrow, is there something truly negative that's going to happen? And I want us to really be careful about the truly negative part of this. A lot of physicians are people pleasers. If you are a people pleaser, it matters a lot to you whether or not you are making other people happy, whether or not other people are upset with you, are possibly going to be upset by what you are doing, that does not count as truly negative. Somebody being upset at you is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about truly negative as in, is there going to be a true medical adverse outcome if you don't do this right now? Is your business going to financially fall apart if you do not do this right now today? Those are the types of truly negative events that will happen that we're talking about here. So if you've asked yourself, what if I waited till tomorrow? Is something truly bad going to happen? And the answer is no. Then you're going to go to the next one. If I wait until next week, is something truly negative going to happen? If the answer is no, keep pushing that baby out. If I waited till 2 weeks, is anything truly negative going to happen? And I want you to go through each of these items and assign it out to the furthest column possible. Now, a lot of people think, oh my God, this is a procrastinator's dream. I can just keep pushing this off weeks and weeks. That is not what I'm talking about doing here. The purpose of putting this furthest out that you possibly can is it gives you a better overall bird's eye view perspective of how much you actually need to do and what your timeline really is. Remember, you were just in a mental state where you thought everything had to get done now. Now we're looking at it as if this could be spread out over the course of the next 30 days. That's significantly different for your brain to process. Now, once you've got everything into columns, I think it's worth taking that time requirement that you put on there and going ahead and putting that into the columns as well. And then I want you to add up what the time requirement is for each column. Of the things that you have to do today, how much time are you looking at needing? Do you need 15 minutes? Do you need an hour? Okay. In the next week, in the next 2 weeks, in the next month, what is the time requirement for each of those items? Because the further out you get from today, the more flexibility you have in your schedule to be able to fit those hours in. Some people at this point decide to go ahead and make themselves a calendar, or they use their Google Calendar to put together a to-do list for themselves. But it puts it into a much larger scale, and it's a scale that your brain can handle. The overwhelm and the anxiety will drop. You're now making a longer term to-do list, and it's one that will give you that sense of, wow, I can actually totally do this. I have enough time. So when you've completed that, or you've completed your calendar, done whatever you want to do, go ahead and close your eyes, take more deep breaths, and start saying to yourself, I totally have enough time to do all of it, until you can feel that shift happen for you mentally. Now, I know I talk a lot in the podcast and with my clients about making sure that the activities that we are doing as physicians are truly income generating activities. And you may be sitting here thinking, this didn't make me any money. I'm not really sure why we're doing this. Isn't this a waste of my time? But if you are somebody that gets overwhelmed easily, suffers from anxiety, which a lot of us do, it is not that this is a worthless activity. This is part of your self-care in order to make sure that you are able to be fully present for your business, for your patients, and that you don't have that overwhelm that really takes you down the rabbit hole of non-income generating activities like redesigning your logo. We've all done it. Forgive yourself for doing it. But the next time you catch yourself in that cycle, just slow down, take a deep breath, write out your list, and reorganize your head. And then you can start working on the activities that you need to do in a much more manageable way. So obviously this podcast episode was short and sweet. I just really wanted to make sure to share how I usually deal with this and a method that you may not have been using to deal with the overwhelm that all too often a lot of us feel when we're trying to run our private practices. It's okay. And if this podcast was helpful for you, please go ahead and share it with another physician and feel free to reach out to me at visionarypracticesolutions.com. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next time.